estate attorneys from across Florida huddled in Naples this week for their summer conference, one issue was sure to be at the front of everyone's mind. A new state law has made charging people for marijuana possession a whole lot harder. The law didn't decriminalize weed. It legalized hemp and products like CBD. But that change has essentially stopped law enforcement in its tracks. Jack Campbell is the state attorney for Florida's 2nd Judicial Circuit.
So there's literally no state lab in the state of Florida that can do testing and say, this is hemp, or no, this is marijuana.
That's because hemp and weed are nearly indistinguishable. They look and smell the same. They even come from the same plant. And under a law that took effect July 1st, hemp can contain up to 0.3% THC. That's the psychoactive ingredient that produces a high. Congress paved the way to legal hemp in the 2018 federal farm bill, opening it up to the states to draft rules. State lawmakers didn't waste any time this legislative session, sending a bipartisan bill sailing through both chambers. The bill's sponsor, Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, didn't return multiple requests for comment. Prior to the law, if an officer suspected someone of having marijuana, they'd use a field test.
Which are a little chemistry test that can tell us whether something's cocaine or heroin, or in this case, marijuana.
Campbell again.
Those presumptive tests will not differentiate significantly the difference between CBD or hemp or lawful products and what has traditionally been illegal.
The only labs capable of telling hemp from weed are private and pretty expensive. With field tests out of the picture, at least temporarily, this ends a decades-old practice known as sniff and search, or using the smell of marijuana as probable cause to conduct a search. Some jurisdictions have decided to stop prosecuting minor pot charges altogether. Columbia County is not among them. Mark Hunter is Columbia County's sheriff and the president of the Florida Sheriff's Association. And while prosecutors try to decide the best path forward, Hunter says he's not going to stop charging people for marijuana possession. Instead, he's relying on the courts to navigate the issue.
We're going to have to be more vigilant on articulating our probable cause whenever we're doing citizen contacts to ensure that we're doing the right thing.
State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried has been one of hemp's biggest supporters. She's lobbied for a hemp program since before taking office last January, even appointing Florida's first ever cannabis director to oversee its rollout. The hemp law delegates regulatory authority to her department. Fried's spokesman says throughout the rulemaking process, her office has been working with local and state law enforcement to ensure they're informed and up to date. The problem isn't unique to Florida either.
Police took this giant block double wrapped in plastic and heavy to haul because they thought it was marijuana, and it probably is, but proving so, at least now in Texas, is virtually impossible.
Texas has very confusing cannabis laws, and Dallas Morning News...
A few problems for local law enforcement across the state.
In Texas, a group of district attorneys announced last week they've dropped hundreds of low-level pot charges. The Texas District and County Attorneys Association released an advisory last month that said the only way of distinguishing between hemp and weed is testing for potency, a category, the association wrote, which apparently excludes most, if not all, of the crime labs in Texas right now. Both Texas's and Florida's laws draw some of their language from the federal farm bill, so it's not unlikely other states could see similar problems as well. State Attorney Jack Campbell says that doesn't change the facts. Marijuana is still illegal. But he acknowledges finding a solution is going to be expensive and could take months. Some third-party labs are developing field tests that could tell if a cannabis sample has more or less than 1% THC. But Campbell says there's no time frame on when those could be available for use. In the meantime, he says,
I think you're going to probably get people who get caught or arrested when they have CBD and hemp, thinking that it's illegal, and I think probably the reverse is also true.
When asked for comment, a spokeswoman for Attorney General Ashley Moody twice pointed to an unrelated statute prohibiting her from giving guidance to private citizens, then didn't return a request for clarification. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.